A Christian reports of forced conversion and marriage. Despite Cuba's isolation, the church experiences revival, and teams bring a film into French-speaking Africa to nurture gospel outreach. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A Christian university professor in Gaza was forced by Hamas to convert to Islam against her will last week. Though Hamas denies the accusations, the family reported that their daughter called 5 days after she came up missing. She says she was forced to convert and she was forced into a marriage to a Muslim man. Todd Nettleton of Voice of the Martyr says,
"It is extremely difficult now for her to come back and say, wait a minute, I'm not a Muslim, I'm a Christian, because these signed documents, even if they were signed under duress, in the minds of the Muslim populace there, she is a Muslim."
Reconverting to Christianity is apostasy, a crime worthy of execution in the Muslim mind. Nettleton says it's difficult to know what kind of help the professor will receive, since Hamas claims she converted willfully.
The government's mind then, okay, she changed her faith, that's fine. So it's hard to know how the government will play this, what type of a role they will take. I would assume that there will not be penalties. We need to pray that the Holy Spirit will really minister to her and restore her and encourage her, and that she can return to her Christian faith, to her Christian roots, and follow Christ.
Next, the Republic of Cuba is a secular state. The Cuban people live in abject poverty, and the larger faith communities have faced intense opposition amid claims of theoretical religious rights. At the same time, WorldServe's Cuba director, Daryl Wright, says their team is reaping a harvest of revival amongst the evangelical church.
It began to accelerate into a house church movement. There was about 1,100 churches and house churches in 1990, and today there's drawing close to 17,000 churches and house churches, and that's revival.
This year, WorldServe and the American Bible Society teamed up to deliver a landmark gift to the growing church.
It's not just the largest shipment of children's Bibles, it's the largest shipment of Bibles, period, in the history of Cuba, more than twice the largest shipment previous. And other groups have sent in large sums of Bibles, but 200,000 Bibles in 1 year is the largest shipment in the history of the island.
You're listening to Mission Network News. An evangelistic conference occurring in French-speaking Africa launches this month. Jesus Film Workers developed a strategy called Operation Jericho. It's a combination of evangelism, discipleship, and training aimed at West Africa's gospel saturation. Pray for the ministry plans underway in the capital cities of 17 countries throughout Francophone Africa. Pray favor with customs officials, too, to clear the hundreds of sets of equipment and Jesus Film prints to be used for Operation Jericho. Meanwhile, Bible drives can be an answered prayer for Christians overseas. Steve Schmidt of Love Packages had the joy of meeting Kenyan women who were incredibly thankful for the Bibles they received. As Schmidt visited with a Kenyan man, the three women passed by, and the man shouted,
"You know the man that sends the Bibles and books? Yes, yes." He says, "This is him." And those ladies kind of hiked their skirt up a little bit and ran as fast as they could to get to where I was at. And when they got there, they began to kiss my hands. And they just began to cry. And one lady just cried and cried and cried. And she said, "I prayed for 4 years that somebody somehow would be able to find me a Bible."
This month, Love Packages will be hosting a Bible drive so more prayers can be answered.
We have several thousand churches already involved, and maybe your church would like to get involved too, and collect all those Bibles that are just sitting on people's shelves and send them to us, and we'll put them to good use all around the world.
To find out how to get involved or where to send your church's donations, go to our website. And the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's recent English classes reached out to over 65 people in Mongolia. All heard the gospel through chapel times and by personal conversations. The church that sponsored the classes will follow up on those who attended. Most of the team is returning to the United States by summer's end, but there will be a single ABWE missionary stationed in Mongolia. Pray that God would lead other workers to this field. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.